for learning the laws of Chanukah, which is in the Rambam, which we discussed, is very brief. In fact, all of Hilchos Chanukah is found actually in two prakim. And in fact, as we're going to see today, Halachos Dal Hei, and then we'll just touch upon also Halacha Vav. The rest of the chapter, even though it's entitled Hilchos Chanukah, the next halachos from Vav all the way to Halacha Yudalad, which is, concludes the third chapter of Hilchos Chanukah, speaks about Hallel. So we're at least going to talk a little bit about Chanukah in the next three halachos, and then move on to the fourth chapter, which is the last and second chapter, which discusses Chanukah. So let's see Halacha Dalad. It says, Kol Shechayev B'Kriyas HaMegillah, Chayev B'Hadlokas Ner Chanukah. Anyone who has the obligation in hearing or reading the Megillah also has the obligation of Ner Chanukah. And the Magid Mishnah quotes the Gemara in Shabbos, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Noshim Chayavos b'Ner Chanukah, that women have an obligation in seeing to it that the candles of the Chanukiah are lit. Shavheim Chayav Oso Hanes, because they are part of the miracle in the events that occurred during the time of Chanukah, and therefore they also have the same obligation as men. Then the Rambam says, "V'hamadliko saw one who lights the menorah." B'layel harishon mevarach shalosh brachos ve'elhein. He discusses the three brachos. You don't have to say what they are. V'chol haroah, anyone who sees them, which Gemara brings down numerous sources, Gemara in Shabbos, Gemara in Sukkah. Anyone who sees it, v'lo berach, did not make a bracha before. All they did was see the menorah, which is in a window or by a door, mevarach shtayim. You make two brachos, which is unusual, that even though you actually did not partake in the lighting, but just one who walks by, and also means someone who did not fulfill their obligation, they did not hear it, and that person would make two brachos, would not make the first bracha of the bracha of lahadlik ner, because you didn't light a candle, but the bracha of shasanisim, because you are still taking part in the Pursuming Isa, because you're seeing the candles, you're remembering the miracle. And of course, on the first night, Shechyanu. So he says, V'shar halelos, hamadik mevarach shtayim, baroah mevarach achas. Shein mevarach ha-shechyanu, el b'layel rishon. Shechyanu is only said the first time one performs a mitzvah. And therefore, only on the first night do we say Shechyanu, thereafterwards we just say the first two brachos. And Halacha Hei then says, V'chol yom b'yom, mishmonos hayom b'melu, during all of these 8 days, Gomer Misah Hallel. We will be saying Hallel, not only will we be saying half Hallel, but actually we'll be saying the whole Hallel. And he says, Mavarach Lefonav Asher K'nishan Mitzvah V'tzivanu. We do complete the Hallel, and we do say the Bracha, which says, Asher K'nishan Mitzvah, that you, Hashem, has given me this mitzvah to perform, even though it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that says to light the Chanukiah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that says to hear the Megillah. These are all the Rabbanan. Nonetheless, we still say the bracha of Asher K'nishan Mitzvah V'tzivanu, Bein Yachid Bein Tzibor. Doesn't matter if you're saying this, hearing the Megillah, or you are lighting the menorah, or it doesn't make a difference who you are. When it comes to the Tzibor, or Yachid, when it comes to the reciting of Hallel, even if you're by yourself, you still say the whole Hallel. It says, "Avol pi shivkrias halil mitzvah b'divrei sofrim mivarach alav asher k'nishan mitzvah v'tzivanu." You still say this bracha, and he says the reason shemivarach al hamegillah v'al eruv. Even though when it comes to other rabbinical mitzvos, you would think you shouldn't make such a bracha, but nonetheless, one still does. And he doesn't discuss the reason. The Gemara says because the pasuk will suster. The pasuk says that one should not deviate or go against that in which the sages have enacted. And therefore, even though it's in fact a derabbanon, they're the rabbinic mitzvos, but they are allowed to rely upon a biblical source, the pasuk of Lo Sasur. And therefore, because of that pasuk, in which we have an obligation to adhere to the mitzvos and whatever Chachamim tell us, therefore, we have the right to say the bracha Asher K'nishan of mitzvos sub, the Hashem gave us this mitzvah. And then the Rambam tells us, Shekol Vane Shel Divrehen, a general principle, that any time you have a Divrehen, which is a rabbinical law, but it's Vada, you have 100% an obligation to perform that mitzvah, Mivarachin Alav. that situation, you can say the bracha of Asher Nishan Tzusav. However, Avodavar Shu Medivreihem Beikar Asiyasan Lo Menei HaSafek, if it's a rabbinical concept, and the only reason why you have to do a certain action is because there's some doubt involved, then a bracha is not said. And he gives the example, Kigon Meiser Demai. Demai is when it comes to tithing, which a person is unsure when you purchase this produce, whether or not the person who you bought it from, who is an Am Haaretz, perhaps they didn't take off the proper Trumos and Maisros, and therefore because there's a suffix and it's a rabbinical concept, for that reason, we do not make a bracha. However, any time there's a rabbinical mitzvah in which there's no suffix attached to it whatsoever, then a bracha is said. So on this, the Rambam asks the question, V'lam avarachin al Yom Tov Sheni. So when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni Shel Galus, those who live in the diaspora, such as ourselves, in which we have a second day of Yom Tov, and the whole reason why we have the second day of Yom Tov is Sveika D'Yoma, because we're unsure of the day. This is something which the Chachamim instituted because of this doubt. So the question is, why do we make a bracha when it comes to the Yom Tovim, the second day? And it says, V'heim lo tiknuhu elamit nei hasafek. The only reason why it was instituted is because of the whole doubt of what day is Yom Tov. So when it comes to the second day of Yom Tov, we have a concern that if we show any distinction between the second day and the first day of Yom Tov, the person is going to say, you know what, this is obviously not a Yom Tov. It's nothing. It's just a regular day. And end up, people will be mezalzel in it. They'll look upon the second day of Yom Tov in a light and cheapened manner. And therefore, we cannot show any difference between the second day of Yom Tov and the first day. Other than that, when it comes to a suffix, we will not say a bracha when it comes to a something which was enacted by the Rabbanim. Let's just conclude with the last halacha. Let's just have one more minute. Lo halil shel Chanukah bilvad hu shemidivrei sofer. When it comes to halil, not only when it comes to Chanukah is it a rabbinical concept, el kriyas halil olam medivrei sofer. When it comes to halil in general, it is a Rabbanim concept that is enacted. B'chol hayomim shigarmim mehenes ahalel. Even the times in which whole hallel is recited, that is not a mitzvah d'oraisa, that's a d'rabbanan. And what are those days? So the Rambam says, Ushmona asar yom, b'shana mitzvah ligmar mehenes ahalel. There's 18 days in which whole hallel is recited. And even though then the Rambam says three more days for those who live in chutz la'aretz. Ve'el hein shmonis miyachag, the 8 days of Sukkot, of course, in the diaspora in which we have Simchas Torah, which is the 9th day. It's another day. Rishmonis miChanukah, which in Eretz Israel in Chutz La'aretz is the same. So those are 16 days for those who are in Eretz Israel. Rishon Shel Pesach v'Yoyim Atzeres, the one day of Shavuos, as well as the first day of Pesach. And again, we would have an extra 2 days. So we have 21 days in Chutz La'aretz where we say whole Hallel. Of Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim in Behem Hallel. Again, just conclude this halacha, then we're going to continue next time with a new parak, because this continues to talk all about Hallel. So when it comes to Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippur, we do not say Hallel. Afi Shehin Yimei Tshuva v'Yira v'Apachad, the time which we're fear, we're engaged in repenting and trepidation. V'lo Yimei Simchi Yisera. It's not a time of tremendous amount of jubilation, of joy, and therefore Hallel is not appropriate. And then concludes this halacha, V'lo Tikno Hallel Bipurim Shikriyas Megillah Hiya Hallel. Even though this is one of three reasons the Gemara Megillah gives, it says the reason why we don't say Hallel on Purim is because when it comes to Hallel, it's a way to show our gratitude and appreciation to Hashem. So when it comes to the reading of the Megillah reading itself is comparable to the Hallel, and therefore, since we already hear the Megillah being read, therefore Hallel is not recited.